Does your state require drivers to wear seatbelts?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Most states in our country require drivers or passengers to wear seatbelts. The laws exist to save lives. Even though some people do not like rules that force them to protect even themselves, the wisdom of legislators, insurance companies, and the public prevails. God followed the same principle when he sent Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden. We read in Genesis chapter 3 that in sending them from the garden, God said, "Look, the human beings have become like us, knowing both good and evil. What if they reach out, take fruit from the tree of life, and eat it?" So the Lord God banished them from the Garden of Eden, and he sent Adam out to cultivate the ground from which he had been made. So, to prevent Adam and Eve from eating of the tree of life and living forever, God sent them out of the garden for their own good, and for the good of the rest of us. Can you imagine a world in which the likes of Hitler would never die? Endless life in a wicked world without hope of relief would be unbearable. God prevented Adam and Eve from living forever in their sinful state, but he did not abandon them. He gave them temporary garments and promised to send a redeemer. When the right time came, God sent his son to pay our sin debt. Now, by placing our faith in Jesus Christ, we can live forever.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com